to adhere to oneself. To adhere to oneself is the most complicated thing that the human being can do. It seems the most foolish and stupid of things, but it's the most complicated, because when we say oneself, what part are we referring to? To the personality, the superficial part, or the most profound part within us? Therefore, it's important to discover our real nature, and above all, understand the origins of this nature. Is it a nature received from the personality, society, education, and conditioning from our surroundings? Or is it rather something so primordial, so strong and instinctive, that it helps us rise above all the other prevailing conditions that life has surrounded us with? Now, let us try to rediscover this deeply rooted self within us that always makes us feel uneasy every time we do something that is not in harmony with it. We can be people who are brilliant, fulfilled, and accepted by society, but if we aren't able to live in harmony with our inner self, we'll have a troubled existence, an uneasiness that will never leave us, even when we are at our most successful. Now, I'll guide you in the discovery of this self. Try to empty your mind. Let it be free to move away, put it aside. As well as an empty mind, it can help you to visualize yourselves as a pinpoint of light that is fluctuating, weightless, without fear, because it's fluctuating in a safe, protected space, a space full of love. In this space rise up memories, pulsations of your deeper self that maybe haven't been listened to as they should have been. In this space full of love, there is no place for regrets, no space for feelings of guilt. They don't exist. They are only experiences that life has given us. In this fluctuating space, there's only love around us. If your mind tries to interfere, take it by the hand and lead it to this space of love. These pathways are a profound love for you. Love yourselves. Let some memories slowly surface. Don't search for them. It must be spontaneous. Analyze them with love towards yourselves. Look around yourselves. In this space of love, you aren't alone. You are a tiny, luminous pinpoint without fear. You are surrounded by other luminous pinpoints. These are people at your side. They are those who will help you during your life to understand yourselves. In the process towards self-awareness, which is the first step in achieving the state of adhering to yourselves, help from others is both fundamental and necessary, because they are the ones who will draw our attention to what we are incapable of seeing about ourselves. In this space of love, there are no irritating people who make us continually defend our way of thinking, justifying our ego. They are just other luminous pinpoints like ourselves, engulfed by this love. They have the same aim as us, to evolve. Life only asks this of us, that our aim be to adhere to evolution. Conflict with others is brutal, even more so when we are disconnected from ourselves. This disconnection brings fear. If we betray our most profound self, we put ourselves in a state where our fragility will make us be afraid and see the other person as an enemy. We feel threatened by everything around us. In this space of love, there are only pinpoints like us. Their aim is the same as ours, to adhere to evolution, and so they cannot oppose us, just as we can't oppose them. We don't make the mistake of wanting to change them. With their help, we should try to make adjustments to ourselves. Let's try to understand what provokes us when we have a problem with another person. This luminous pinpoint, fluctuating in this sea of love, is turning into a child, and it's you. You are born full of love. Aware that you must make an earthly journey on this planet, so that through you, your energy can absorb love. Like children, you are vulnerable and very strong. Because the child instinctively knows what he must do. Being conditioned makes you diverge from yourselves, and consequently you no longer listen to your interior voice. However, the child reacts more to himself than to others. Return to the luminous pinpoint. Hold hands. Try to retrieve the simplicity of a child's way of thinking. With the adult part of you that has had the experience of this earth, you must observe the child. You must see yourselves as children again. Your love towards this child is the love you must have towards yourselves. You must accept all the experiences you have had. You can't refuse them. They are yours. If you think that maybe you should have acted differently, don't feel guilty. Because then you thought it was the right thing to do. These are experiences that make you different. You must insist on seeing yourselves as people who have had these experiences. Guilt in this world of love does not exist. The surge felt by your personality must be secondary to the surge of your instinct, of your true nature. You need to be courageous to talk about this true part within you. Don't fear that others may offend you. Certain standpoints, certain behavior, certain ways you speak with asperity are none other than a defensive action you take because you don't know yourself sufficiently and you're afraid that others could hurt you. Your best defense is love for yourselves, a knowledge of yourself that is real and authentic, not to be compared to others or subordinate to society's expectations. Be yourselves, because this is what life asks of you. Life's journey would mean nothing if we lived and acted from the beginning to the end falsifying our profound self. Abandon resistance. Fluctuate in this sea of love. The child who is growing takes your hand. He asks you some questions. He asks you why you aren't happy, why there is sadness within you, why you have betrayed the most profound and true part of yourself. Abandon resistance. There are no dangers in this world of love. Everything has been given to you for you to understand and make progress. Make sure that your life is what you have chosen when you decided to come here. Suffering is just a transitory moment of life. But it must lead to a greater understanding of ourselves and bring out the best of us, help us discover our insight. But it can't desensitize us or inhibit us. We must be drawn towards joy, and this has been promised to us. However, we can't receive joy unless we are in communion with ourselves. We must know and respect ourselves and not waste time looking for respect from others. Respect is a very powerful vibration that we must give to ourselves first. When we are truly aware of ourselves and we love and respect ourselves, we know the road we have to take towards evolution, a harmonious and serene way of living. Then others will also respect us, because our strength will be that of love. We'll no longer be afraid of facing other people, because we'll be in perfect communion with ourselves. Slowly, serenely and carefree, we return to our bodily form. We are no longer a pinpoint, but that pinpoint of love and light is within us. That child who gave us his hand is within us. Remember this world of love where we fluctuated. Every time life offers us a difficulty, when our daily lives cause us to lose our interior harmony, we can take refuge in this world. It is a powerful world that defends us, protects us from negative events, and allows us to find solutions to our problems. Moreover, it is a world that gives us a meaning to our lives. You must live to live in harmony, to understand, love and respect yourselves, and in this way be partners in evolution. Evolution is not something that does not concern us. We are evolution. We evolve with every effort we make to live in harmony, to understand ourselves more, and to improve ourselves. Therefore, we are part of evolution. This is the purpose of life. And every time you take refuge in the world of love, you will find it there. When you are no longer afraid, when you have learned to live adhering to yourselves, you'll no longer need to take refuge in the world of love, because you yourselves will be a world of love. You will manifest this love in every situation that life offers you, you will have harmony and serenity within you, and it will shine through you and touch others. Remember this while you return again to your adult body with a child and luminous pinpoint that is within you.